Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I love most about talk radio? Listening to other people's opinions and learning. I've got the
power! Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's 7:45. Now, three big things. Police say Wichita's latest homicide resulted from an argument over drugs.
Two.
Wichita's official snowfall just over 2 inches, heavier to the west with 10 inches at Kingman.
One.
Winter storm brings heavy snowfall to central Kansas, closing schools and creating hazardous driving conditions. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, the roadways are snow-packed out there and slippery. We're starting to get reports of all sorts of traffic accidents on the Wichita highways, so be careful out there. Injury traffic accident, 37th Street North, west of Tyler Road, near Mays South. We've got a traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg at the Central Business District. Injury traffic accident, 4500 block of South Meridian. Slide off west of Mount Hope on K96. Lots of accidents out there right now. Be extra careful this morning. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car
and
care.
And is there a problem this morning with motorists driving by and seeing slide-offs that maybe happened 5 or 6 or 7 hours ago that haven't been cleaned up yet?
Yeah.
And double reporting them.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's going on a little bit, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of that going on as well. Right.
Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 19. Thursday, partly sunny and warmer with a high of 46. Right now, fog, mist, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and we're looking at 20 degrees. Find the comfort of a hat. Express your personality. Go to Hatman Jack's and find your own style. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's. All right, the Steve and Ted poll question today on our webpage, knssradio.com. Which film most deserves to win the Oscar for the Best Picture this year? And we have some real competition going on here. 3% each for The Favorite, Roma, and Vice. I have seen Vice. That's the only one of these I've seen, and I put a vote in for Vice. I thought that was really good. A Star is Born getting 6%. Black Klansman also getting 6%. Black Panther getting 20%, and The Green Book coming up second with 29%. Bohemian Rhapsody with 31%. Now, my wife has seen that. She took my granddaughter, Evan, and they went to see that. I don't know why. What is that, about Queen or something, Ted? It's a musical thing, but it's very popular, at least on our webpage.
Why don't you know why she went? It's the most popular movie, according to our listeners.
The two of them went, and there they went, yeah.
Maybe you should have gone.
Maybe I should, but I don't think the subject matter is anything I'm remotely interested in.
Wow.
Bohemian Rhapsody, 31%. And if you'd like to be a part of the poll, Kim, all you got to do is go to the website.
Yeah, we've had a change at the top of that poll many days in a row.
KNSSradio.com. Well, stocks are starting off the shortened trading week in the green.
Markets took a little while to wake up after the three-day weekend, picked up slightly in the afternoon, and fell again just before the closing bell. The Dow finishing up 8, the S&P up 4, the Nasdaq up 14. Earnings season is beginning to wind down. More than three-quarters of the S&P 500 have posted results, and Walmart is the only Dow member to report this week. The company citing soaring online sales for its double earnings beat. That stock up 3%. Trade talks resumed in Washington today and are expected to continue throughout the week. We'll be watching those trade-related stocks as the president reportedly weighs an extension of that March 1st deadline. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ellie Tarrant, Fox News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure gradually hiking the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, the highest in the Midwest. It was one of the new Democratic governor's top campaign promises. He signed the six-year plan yesterday. Illinois is on track to be the first state in the Midwest to push its base wage to $15. China's economy czar will be in Washington for talks Thursday and Friday aimed at ending a tariff war over Beijing's technology ambitions. The announcement follows talks in Beijing last week. A U.S. envoy said the two sides made headway on key issues. Negotiators face a March 2nd deadline when additional American tariff hikes are planned. And the city of Baltimore has filed a lawsuit against the agrochemical giant Monsanto and two other companies, accusing them of polluting local waterways and stormwater.
Ooh.
The legal effort focuses on pollution from PCBs, the industrial chemicals that have long accumulated in animals, plants, and people around the globe. And the city said in its lawsuit is the first of its kind on the East Coast and the 15th nationally.
Whoa.
It says 7:50 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Spirit employees they're getting a bonus for showing up today. And with that, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, internal memo indicates that Spirit offering those bonuses to members of the Machinist Union and the Electrical Workers Union. They would go to second and third shift workers on Tuesday and first shift workers on Wednesday. Company says it's important that the weather not impact Spirit's rate of readiness. Kansas oil production down in 2018. Looks like it'll be down for this year as well. New data from the Kansas Geological Survey showing that statewide oil production last year down 3% from 2017. Final numbers could show that it's one of the lowest annual outputs in a decade. It would make the fourth annual decline in production. And home builder confidence is at a four-year high. The National Home Builders Association saying lower mortgage rates and stronger consumer confidence lifted home builder sentiment to a four-month high. In February, the housing market index hit 62. That's up from 58 in January. Association Chairman Randy Knoll says builders are optimistic about a busy spring after a slow fall. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I got to tell you, that's one I've never heard of. Offering a $100 bonus if you come to work.
Yeah, that's how important it is to stay on track out there.
Yeah. Well, do you get a bonus for showing up? You went to work. I know you're down there, right? At the office.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm at work. No bonus.
No
here.
Bonus. How about you, Ted? Did the boss promise you anything?
No. Usually, I'm barely promised that my key will work every morning.
Yeah, we get our usual.
I just hope that's
perhaps happy. You can hope for a hearty hand clasp.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Be good. Today, of course, National Cherry Pie Day.
Mm.
If you like cherry pie, this is the day. It's close to President's Day, as we know. President George Washington, the cherry tree.
Right.
Cherries were, however, they were one of his favorite foods. But I don't know if there's any truth to that story that he chopped down a cherry tree, and his dad asked him about it, and he said, "I cannot tell a lie. It was President Buchanan who did it." No,
he didn't. That's right.
There are so many things we hear about presidents. And I don't know if that is that true or not, Ted. Have we ever done any fact checking on that? I don't know.
I think it's mythology.
It's part of common lore, but
it's
common.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Whether or not
he actually
really,
blamed little Tommy Jefferson down the street.
It's CL. It's common lore.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, George Washington, cherry pie. Well, are you on cherry pie? You like cherry pie, Bill?
I'm okay with cherry pie. A little ice cream on it. Warm it up a little bit. I'm okay with that.
The crust makes the cherry pie.
Yeah, the crust.
Yeah, I agree.
If the crust is top-notch, bring it on, baby.
You know, I can see right now, sometime today, Bill Roy getting a giant cherry pie with lots of birthday candles on top of it.
There you go.
Because we know that this today, Bill, is your birthday.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like to tell us about your fine, wonderful life you've lived over these past so many years?
Well, it's survived another trip around the sun. We'll start another one today, I guess.
Do you are philosophical about it? It's good to be here or anything like
well,
that?
It is good to be here. I'll tell you, it's been kind of a tough year. I've lost a few friends already in 2019, and I hate to...
I hear you.
I'm tired of that, so I'm hoping it gets better from this point onward, that's for sure. And then I was talking to somebody and said 40 years ago today, I was shoveling snow at Shawnee Mission North for our first day of track practice.
So I was going to ask you if you
had shoveled snow on the track, yeah.
I was going to ask you if you had any birthday, special birthday memories or any gifts that stand out.
That's a good one there. And then I shoveled snow today.
So nothing's changed in 40 years.
That's right.
40 years, yeah. And so I apparently when I'm 98 years old, I'll have to shovel snow.
Well, listen, best wishes from Steve and Ted and Jad.
Thanks
happy
so
birthday
much.
To you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour for the latest on the snowstorm. And Ted's going to have sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the Shocker men and women basketball teams in action tonight. We'll hear from the coaches coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the blur on the way with Ted Woodward.
Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And traffic and weather, the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.